Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, current Husker, Caleb Benning, had some interesting things to say recently, I thought. He said, and I quote, "Real dangerous. I've seen big strides from last year bringing guys like Isaiah Hunter. Real deep threat. Dane Key catches everything thrown his way," said Benning. Also mentioned others like Ja'Cory Barney and Emmett Johnson among those as playmakers on offense. He also said tight end Luke Lindenmeyer is another guy Benning likes going up against. All right. So what are your thoughts on what Benning had to say? I mean, he literally, kind of the guys we project to start at the skill position spots, he pretty much listed them all, so I don't think there were any surprises there. But when you talk about big strides from last year to this year, when you bring in guys like Isaiah Hunter, who's a deep threat, something we did not consistently have last year, Dane Key, he says, catches everything thrown his way. I didn't feel like we had a guy last year who could go up and consistently win a one-on-one ball. You couldn't just, hey, let's throw it up. You know, the shoulder, backside shoulder towards the sideline, either he catches it or it goes out of bounds, but the odds are he's going to catch it. We didn't have one of those guys a year ago. Then he talks about Barney and Emmett and Luke Lindenmeyer. So what are your thoughts on his comments there?
Well, it's interesting because it's so fascinating because it's basically if Key and Hunter can be and live up to what we expected last year from Banks and Nair. You know, Nair should be that deep threat. Like, Banks was pretty reliable as far as getting the ball to him. But if they could kind of take that step up another level and get a few more, it's a big question. But, I mean, those guys hovered around 450, somewhere around that. Get around 650, 700 yards, each one of those guys. That could be, again, a huge difference maker in what this offense can do. And then if there are obviously are bigger threats, you have a deep field threat, you have a consistent, guy that's going to catch the ball, then that opens things up for Ja'Cory Barney. Then that opens up things for Emmett Johnson. So again, it all kind of works hand in hand. And so just adding one more or two more players that elevate the level of play there. And then of course you get to the blocking of the wide receivers. Hopefully they can do that a little bit better as well. It can really just open things up for the talent that they already had on board here with the Huskers.
You make a phenomenal point. Can Key and Hunter just be what we wanted Banks and Nayor to be a year ago? Can they just be that? If they can be that, our passing game will be significantly improved and our offense will be significantly improved. When you can't stretch a defense vertically, you can't get off man press, and the defense knows they can just man press, single high safety, or even go zero coverage and bring the house if they want, because you're not uber concerned about Dylan breaking out. By the way, I do think Dylan is faster than people realize. Like, if you watch him, the few times he takes off and just goes. Now, there's some times he's kind of taken off and buying time and trying to throw downfield, or I think he's actually faster than people realize. I'm not saying he's Michael Vick. I'm saying he's faster than people realize. And I've thought that since day one. But there was no real threat or anything that scared defenses last year. So if we can have more of a realistic outside threat, then you got Ja'Cory Barney underneath and you got Emmett Johnson, I think there are some things that can cause defensive coordinators to lose some sleep. I want to see those defensive coordinators showing up on game day with those little bags under their eyes because they didn't sleep that great. the couple nights before. I'm going to be looking for that next fall. Are there bags under their eyes? Or are they just looking perky and happy, which means they slept great all week? I don't want to see that. I want to see tired DCs on the other side. Luke Lindenmeyer is an interesting one to me. Projected to be the starter, good tight end, workhorse type guy. How can you not be a fan of this guy? As far as a pass catching threat, what's realistic to expect out of him this year, in your opinion?
Oh, man, that's a tough, because it just depends on so much of Heinrich Harburg. Is it because I don't know if Luke Lindenmeyer is going to remain the number one tight end, how much involved he will be. But I mean, he did show, you know, had a few plays there late in the season where he proved he could be a threat. But I don't know. I think Harburg has a higher ceiling. So if Harburg,
as a pass catcher,
right?
Yeah.
So if he really can fulfill that, then I don't know if it's great that Luke Lindenmeyer has 40 catches. I mean, it might be better suited if you know, he gets one or two a game, you know, 12, you know, 15, 20 on the year. If Harburg steps up, if you know, maybe I'm underwritten Lindenmeyer. Maybe Lindenmeyer turns out to be a bigger tight end. Just as projecting, it feels like Harburg has more of a ceiling as a pass catcher, which means as a number two tight end, Luke Lindenmeyer could be lost sometimes and still make some big plays, maybe in play action or up the seam where it's less expected.
I think that's a fair point. I think the ceiling is, it's fair to expect that Harburg's ceiling is a little bit higher as far as a pass catching threat. 240, third fastest guy on the team, and has the highest top end speed, I'm still told. It depends on the length of the race we're talking about here. So yeah, and he's what, 6'4", 6'5", that's a guy that should be getting the ball thrown to him through the air. And he's not a guy that's afraid to be physical. I actually think if you watch the bowl game, Harburg blocked. Like, he's going to surprise some people with his physicality at the point of attack. So if he can be the pass-catching threat that we're thinking and maybe be a pretty good blocker, and Lindenmeyer, that Illinois game, that wasn't on him, the pass that wasn't caught, okay? And, you know, Dylan's going to miss some. It's okay. But he was open. He was there. It wouldn't surprise me if we see a lot of three wide receiver sets. It also wouldn't shock me. It's been thrown out to me, the 12 personnel, two tight ends, one back, two tight ends, might be something they do a decent amount. We haven't even talked about Carter Nelson. I know there's some debate about his health. We'll see how that all unfolds throughout camp. But this is another guy that you can put all over the frickin' place. So I'm just curious to see what Holgorsen does with these certain chess pieces. And you make a great point. If Lindenmeyer's got a bunch of catches, hey, awesome for Lindenmeyer. But what's that mean for the wide receivers? What's that mean for Harburg? What's that mean? Emma Johnson out of the backfield catching? Are they going to try to not throw him the ball as much because we need him to run the ball more? And so maybe he's not as much of a receiving threat, which is something he brings to the table, by the way, because you're trying to get the ball to these other guys. I'm curious to see, there's only one football, how they try to disperse the ball just a bit. But if we can get what you said, Key and Hunter, to be what we thought Nayor and Banks were a year ago, and I'm not trying to slam those guys. They didn't quite do what they wanted to do, I'm sure. But if we can get those guys this year to be what we were hoping for a year ago, that's a big upgrade. And honestly, these guys have the potential. Like, Isaiah Hunter averages over 15 yards per reception. Dane Key, 14 and a half per catch. We haven't had a receiver do that, Trey Palmer, in a long time. It's been a few years. So if we can just have a deep threat, that opens up everything underneath. And then a guy we haven't talked about much at all, Jacory Barney. He's just hanging around. You know, let's get that guy the rock too as well. So there's a lot of exciting things on the horizon. I'm going to throw out something maybe controversial. What if, think back to last fall, the S word, screens. That was like an abomination to say, right? What if the screen game becomes a strength for this offense? Wide receivers that block, and you get it in the hands of a guy like Jacory Barney in space with good blockers in front of him out on the perimeter. Think about that. I'm just saying, it might be controversial. We're much removed from last fall, so maybe it's not as controversial now. But what do you think about something like that, Jake?
Yeah, I definitely could see that, especially with Barney. Again, that was the surprising thing as a player that was – had that big much of a like breakout potential, only averaged like 8 yards a catch, because a lot of those underneath things didn't, you know, they tried to get in the ball, but it didn't quite work out. Then I also would like to point out, within that wide receiver room, you know, don't forget about Demetrius Bell, who could have been a big contributor last year. Janiron Bonner is kind of a piece you can move around everywhere. You got the young guys, Mose and Mills and Retro Press. I mean, there's a lot of potential for pass catching. That's why it's hard to point out one guy and say, how many catches is he going to get? because there's a lot of potential in that room.
Coaches like Cortez Mills, too. I'm just saying. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a phenomenal day. I'll see you fine folks tomorrow. Go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bugs.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.